China wants to resume talks on ending North Korea's nuclear arms program next week. The meeting is likely to coincide with Pyongyang starting to shut its reactor and weapons-grade plutonium source, Chris Altieri reports.
International talks on North Korea's nuclear disarmament are expected to resume in Beijing next week as the UN's nuclear watchdog prepares to return to the North to oversee the promised shutdown of its main reactor. China has informed participating countries that the negotiations will start July 18th. The session is expected to last 2 days, but could go on for one more if necessary. The last talks involving China, Japan, the two Koreas, Russia, and the United States were held in March of this year. News of the next meeting comes amid optimism that North Korea could shut down its nuclear reactor in coming days as required by an agreement reached among the six parties in February. In Vienna, the International Atomic Energy Agency's Board of Governors on Monday agreed to send experts to North Korea to supervise the shutdown of its plutonium-producing reactor. IAEA Chief Mohammad El-Baradei said he expects inspectors to head to the North in the next week or two. El-Baradei also discussed the complexities involved in achieving North Korean disarmament.
We agreed on the modalities that need to be taken to shut down the four facilities there with a view to eventual abandonment. This is the beginning of a process. It's going to be a long and complex process.
Implementation of the February disarmament deal was delayed due to a banking dispute between the North and the U.S. That dispute was resolved recently, leading North Korea to begin moving ahead with the February promise. Pyongyang has since invited U.N. nuclear inspectors and agreed with the agency on how to verify and monitor the shutdown of its Yongbyon reactor. I'm Chris Altieri.